One major challenge for American administrators in Iraq is how to meet a weekly payroll for the thousands of people who work in government ministries and government-run industries. An even bigger problem, the thousands of Iraqis who have no jobs at all. Numbers are hard to come by, but it's estimated that up to a third of the working population could be unemployed. Lack of jobs is a growing source of discontent, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
It is one of the only Iraqi factories up and running, and a good thing, too. These machines spew out Soma cigarettes, cheaper than foreign imports now flooding the market. Somas are Iraqis' favorite brand. This factory is one of hundreds of state-owned industries. The machines, old and inefficient, were guarded from looters, says Talib Abu Rada.
We saved our factory. That's our factory.
Do you feel lucky that you are working?
Yes, of course. For all the factory in Iraq, start like us. We make a good things.
Most other government factories are idle now, damaged by bombing and looters. Workers come to their jobs, but there's nothing to do. Even so, U.S. administrators are going to pay full salaries to government workers because there are no other jobs. While U.S. officials say they want to dismantle Saddam's state employment system, there's no way to do it quickly with so many Iraqis struggling to get by. Talib Abu Rada says he knows many people who are out of work and angry.
It's about things. The Iraqi people without job, so it's a big problem, not easy problem to solve.
These women, in Islamic headscarves and full makeup, gather on a side street in Baghdad. These former government employees complain to anyone who will listen. They are desperate, they say. No salaries for 4 months. They're secretaries from the Ministry of Defense. They came here on a rumor their employment records were on file in a building across the street. Suhad Hussein Nasrallah speaks for the group.
We want to return to our job, not going home. No.
But their jobs disappeared when American officials dissolved the Ministry of Defense. The Ministry of Information was shut down too, and there are now thousands of Ba'ath Party members who have been dismissed from their jobs. The small private sector in Iraq cannot absorb them. An economic roundtable organized by one of the new political parties is also focused on addressing unemployment.
The occupation forces have to pay attention to the transition period. You can't turn people onto the streets.
Fareed Yassin, an Iraqi-American, is sitting in the audience. He says he hears dangerous complaints on the street, that American job policy is like Saddam under the old regime. Losing a government job was a heavy punishment.
If you were accused of a political crime under the Ba'ath, nobody in your family could work. And we're in a country where the government is the overwhelming employer, you're condemning a whole clan to being pauperized. And I think these are things that the coalition forces should pay attention to.
Some private businesses have opened up in the past few weeks. Workers unload metal stands for hundreds of satellite dishes. Air conditioners and television sets are on sale. Many Iraqis have opened roadside stands. Still, a small segment of the economy that does not create many jobs. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer announced spending $100 million of Iraqi funds to hire workers for reconstruction, a plan he talked about today while on his way to inspect a power plant.
I think we all recognize that is a sort of a stopgap operation. What we've got to do is get productive economic growth going. This is going to take more time because you didn't really have much of that in the previous economy.
But Saad Jawad, a political science professor at Baghdad University, says Paul Bremer is running out of time.
It's a disaster. He created an army of enemies to the United States. And this army is well trained and living in an economic hardship. So on top of the political discontent, social discontent, now they have the economic discontent.
But it's hard to measure discontent, hard to determine when Iraqis run out of money and patience. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.